Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. Before we jump into it, I want to say go check out the latest episode of The Dirt. It is my Mario Kart podcast, and it is a Gamers and Carts Getting Interviewed episode where I interview Evan64, one of the longtime community members from the Discord and the streams. And he's got some pretty funny stories about how he destroyed a DS when he was a kid, and actually even two DSs. So it's a lot of fun having a great time with that show. And if you guys want to get more involved in like pipe trials or in some of the streams, Mario Kart Mondays are in full effect. I am setting up there is a kart club now that is available to anybody that subs either on Twitch or TikTok. And I will be setting up a Patreon and YouTube members as well. So wherever you guys like to do your subscribing or memberships, whatever the case may be, one of the perks is going to put you in Kart Club. There's going to be an exclusive tournament that is only for Kart Club members, as well as I think I'm going to do a podcast from the stage in Discord that Kart Club members can actually join me and be on the show. So if that's something that interests you and you want to start taking your Mario Kart game to the next level, come hang out in Kart Club. Let's jump into the news, shall we? In the UK, Nintendo files trademark related to GameCube controllers. This immediately got me excited, you guys, because one, I just started racing with a GameCube controller in Mario Kart. And it's my Club Nintendo Mario controller. And I gotta say, I'm way harder on it in Mario Kart than I am in Smash. And my current controller is from Battle Beaver, and it's like a $150 controller, so it doesn't have snapback, and it just, you know, it's solid, but I don't want to wear it out just playing Mario Kart. So I'm on the hunt, actually. I haven't done any Googling yet, but I'm going to, but maybe one of you has a recommendation. I want to find a Mario Kart themed GameCube controller. So if anybody has any tips for me, let me know in the Discord. But back to the news here. So Nintendo files a trademark in the UK, and it's got everybody wondering, does that mean GameCube games could be on the horizon? Now, the question I put out on TikTok was, is there a chance that this is going to be on the Switch 1 or potentially the Switch 2? Could the launch of the Switch 2, could they be adding GameCube games to Nintendo Switch Online, or is this something that will happen in the lifetime of the Switch? Now, just speaking of the GameCube controller itself, It's one of my favorite controllers of all time. I've always loved the bigger A button, the position of the Y and X button, as well as the B button. Other than the C button not being an actual, like, not having much of a grip and just kind of being more of a nub. That's and the D-pad is the size of a Lucky Charm. But other than that, it is I love the controller. The analog triggers, like going back and like playing Sunshine on the Switch and even playing Mario Kart with it now, it's noisy. It's noisier than just playing with the digital buttons on the Pro Controller. But, and don't get me wrong, I love the Pro Controller, but there's just, I don't know, for me, there's something about going back and playing on the GameCube controller. Is there an opportunity for us to potentially get wireless first party GameCube controllers with GameCube games coming to Nintendo Switch Online? I hope so. I hope that is the case. I will be very excited. The main reason is you won't have to use your, like, if I travel more now, so I won't have to take an adapter with me to use my GameCube controller. I could just take the controller with me, and that makes me very excited. Also, I'm assuming they'll leave out motion control, which still allows you to do motion glider on Mario Kart. And it's an interesting technique where when you go off a jump, you have to hit the D-pad and the stick in the same direction, and it gives you a double input, which essentially is what Motion Glider is doing. And so it makes soft drifting easier, and you can do Motion Glider. So it is, I've made my full switch over to GameCube controller on Mario Kart. I hope this is something we see. This would be very, very exciting to see, a wireless GameCube controller make its way to the Switch. The question is, what color do they do? Will it be silver? Will it be black? Or will it be indigo? Because it was one of the first, and maybe the only Nintendo systems to launch with two colors. Well, no, the Wii U. And I don't know if the Wii was black at launch or only white. I think it was only white, but I know Wii U did have two colors at launch. So be interesting to see if this leads to anything. And not to mention, there are some incredible GameCube games that it would be just great to revisit. So even some of their classic sports titles like Wave Race and 1080, just a fantastic, fantastic library there. So we'll see. But jumping back into Metroid Prime even, or Prime. Okay, now it's got me even more excited. So fingers crossed we see GameCube games on Nintendo Switch Online sooner than later. And I mean, who knows? Maybe it's even this next upcoming Direct. Pending, we have one. Heading over to my Nintendo life here, Zelda Amiibo are getting restocked and pre-orders are now live. According to Amiibo News, it's official. Guardian, Wolf Link, and Sheik Amiibo restocks are all coming to the U.S. on March 8th, available to pre-order now. So if you missed out on any of the Zelda Amiibo and you want to be able to pick some up, now is the time to do it. The Guardian is pretty cool. I only have one, but it would be kind of cool to get one more. It is a massive amiibo. So I have Sheik and Wolf Link already. And Sheik and Wolf Link. Yeah, and that's the three so far. So but they are some fantastic amiibo for sure. So if you're looking to add some to the collection, it is a good time to do it. EA says it can't comment on a Switch successor, but admits improved platforms are good for business. New hardware is typically a plus, is a little headline there. This is Andrew Wilson from EA. Says, I can absolutely not comment on anything that has not been announced or acknowledge it in any way. So without commenting at all about anything around Nintendo or Switch, I would just say new platforms are good for us. And when new improvements offer improved power, that is typically a plus for our portfolio of games and the communities that play them. Getting into the article a little bit, it says new hardware over the last 20 years has offered improved CPU, GPU memory, battery life, and screen resolutions, which Wilson says allows EA to deliver more immersion in key franchises like Apex, Legends, Battlefield, and Madden. And that's good for not only the communities that play these games, but also business, he admits. Madden has been missing from the Switch, unfortunately. That's one I would pick up and play. I've even started playing a little bit on mobile just because I miss playing it. So it'd be great to see it make its way to the next Switch. Continuing with the article, it says, while there's been no official announcement from Nintendo about a successor to the Switch, there have been ongoing rumors and analyst insights regularly for some time now. And just yesterday, EA also ruled out that Sims 4 on the Switch after a reference to a Nintendo version was discovered. So what does that mean? You know, what does that mean? They will click the article because I saw this yesterday. I wasn't able to record. So it says earlier, before fans of the long-running life simulation series The Sims got excited when a Nintendo Switch version of the fourth entry was seemingly discovered alongside other platforms in a Google search description. Unfortunately, there are no plans to release this title on Switch. The official communication account has responded to this discovery, clarifying Sims 4 is not available on the Nintendo Switch, and it's apparently an error in the search data. Here's what it had to say. Oop, we've updated this information as this seems to be an error in the search data. The Sims 4 is not available with no plans to release on the Nintendo Switch. Yeah, what about the Nintendo Switch 2? That's a little bit fishy as we get closer and closer to the release of the next Switch. That's what I'm thinking anyway. Sure is convenient that it accidentally made its way over there. Maybe I'm completely off my rocker, but I think we're getting close. And it wouldn't surprise me if The Sims 4 was a launch title for Switch 2. Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, and Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Nintendo GDC 2024 talks announced, featuring members from both development teams. So they have a lot to say here. Looking at just some of the quotes from the article, it says developers of The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom discuss structuring an expanded Hyrule around physics-based gameplay and evolved sound design. Join the game's technical director, Takahiro Dota, lead physics programmer, Takahiro Takayama, and lead sound engineer, Junya Osada, as they explore challenges their teams face when approaching the sequel. They will share insights on Link's new abilities, composing Hyrule's expanded sound design and music, and how these go hand in ultra hand to create a new experience for players. By the end of Mr. Dota, Mr. Takayama, and Mr. Osada's talk, they aim to give attendees and players everywhere new perspective on the world of Tears of the Kingdom and the innovations within. 2D and Tomorrow. How developers of, the Tears of the Kingdom talk is called Tunes of the Kingdom, Evolving Physics and Sounds for The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. And then 2D and Tomorrow, how developers of Super Mario Brothers Wonder find new joy in creating classic side-scrolling adventures. So it says, following last year's launch of Super Mario Brothers Wonder game, developers Takeyoshi Tezuka and Shiro Mori discussed the unique challenge of taking classic side-scrolling Super Mario Brothers gameplay and turning it upside down, literally. The developer explains how the game's new elements, such as the Wonder Effect that flip, spin, and transform the game's Flower Kingdom world, draw inspiration from Mario's 2D past, but deliver unexpected new surprises for players to discover. Mr. Tezuka and Mr. Mori will also share insights on the game's creative first steps and how they expanded players' choice options and the process of adding a new online experience to the game. Wowie zowie, which is, I love that. I love when Mario says that, or any of the characters. I think it's great. So this is pretty cool. We're going to get a little bit of, get a little more behind the scenes. Look under the hood of some of these amazing games, and those talks will take place on March 18th through the 22nd at GDC. Any Godzilla fans listening? Well, good news for you, especially if you are a fan of Minecraft. So the King of Monsters is making his way to Minecraft in some brand new DLC available on the Minecraft Marketplace. The Godzilla DLC is out right now, and that is a perfect fit for Minecraft, if we say so ourselves. This is from Nintendo Life. It says, the idea of a dinosaur-like kaiju stomping around blocky world of Minecraft is genius. That's exactly what it'll be doing. The DLC has been developed by Japanese studio Team Kyo and Empress, and introduces four new gameplay modes that highlight the history of Godzilla and its films. In the DLC, you'll need to head to the screening rooms to find four new creatures that you can tackle alone or in multiplayer. The first focuses on an escape mission, while the second is on a speed rebuild effort as you attempt to build an impassable wall around Godzilla. Mojang is keeping the rest of the missions close to the chest for now. But you don't just have to play as your blocky character either. You can play as Gigantus itself and destroy buildings to your heart's content. Tons of classic kaiju will be making an appearance as enemies. So if you're a fan of the dragon or the Dagon, sorry, then you should be after the excellent movie Godzilla Minus One from last year. This is a no-brainer, and the trailer up top should convince you. If not, let's take a quick peek at this trailer. I'll fire it up real quick. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see or watch it on Spotify. So kind of cool. It starts off with a bunch of the characters sitting in the theater watching the big screen. I think it's just a little, like a preview for Godzilla Minus One, which I hear is fantastic, and I want to go see it in color. Okay, so it looks like they're just kind of running from the monsters, but now it looks like you're playing as Godzilla, and like it looks like the King of Monsters fighting game from back in the day. And this is such an incredible crossover. Like I may pick this up, honestly. This looks like something that could be pretty fun. So if you're a fan of Minecraft and Godzilla, I would say don't sleep on this one. This may be something that you have a good time with. And it looks like there's a few hints in the trailer as well. Like I could see King Kong, which they have there's another movie coming out. I just saw a preview for it 2 weekends ago. They're showing Kong in the game. So there you go. Like, look at that. So interesting to see these. It's honestly, it's like when Lego brings things to life, and now you're seeing Minecraft do something very similar. It's actually very cool. So this has piqued my interest, and my son is a huge Godzilla fan, so I need to make sure I let him know about this, because he will probably go nuts playing forever. This is a roundup article from Nintendo Life, and the previews for Mario versus Donkey Kong are in. So let's just take a look at a bunch of the quotes here. This is from VGC. It says, thankfully, while most of its early levels are virtually identical to the original, the game's fourth world is entirely new to the Switch version, the first of the two new worlds in the remake. And it does introduce some original mechanics. The remakes also introduce a co-op mode and casual difficulty, which adds checkpoints, though we can't imagine many older players will need it to be any easier. IGN says, I've only had my hands on the first four worlds of Mario vs. Donkey Kong remakes so far, but it's already doing a great job of transporting me back to the time when the Da Vinci Code was on top of the bestsellers list and everyone still spoke using quotes from Napoleon Dynamite. There you go. That's great. From Press Start, it says, my brief time with Mario vs. Donkey Kong has impressed me, even if it's more of a straightforward affair than other Mario games, and the co-op is an absolute game changer that shouldn't be underestimated. Vux says there's much more to discuss with this Switch version of Mario versus Donkey Kong. There are two new worlds, cooperative play, and a whole lot more, but we'll have to save that for our review. Having not played the game in any meaningful way since its original release, I've enjoyed what I've seen thus far. I think Mario versus Donkey Kong could find a whole new audience now on the Switch. So it seems to be a relatively positive reception so far to the game. Curious to see what some of the reviews are. Of course, we'll be picking it up here and chatting about it as well. So stay tuned for that. But just based on the trailers and the artwork, this is one that I'm looking forward to. I never got into these when they were back on the DS, but I am excited to jump in now. Well, Good Smile Company reveals Fire Emblem Engage Alier figure pre-orders are now open. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of a fan of the statues, and Good Smile puts out some really, really cool ones. So the article reads, or I'll just read the tweet from Good Smile _US says, Intelligent Systems presents a 1/7 scale figure of Alier from Fire Emblem Engage. Pre-order now. She looks really good. Like really, really good. Just to give you an idea of what it's going for, it's going to put you back about 217 $1,000. So not overly inexpensive, but if you are a big fan of Fire Emblem, this may be something you want to get in your collection. So this is kind of cool. Hamster Corporation celebrates 400 arcade archives titles on the Switch. 400. I did not realize they had put out that many. And honestly, that means I know I have missed some of them. Like, I know without a doubt I have missed some of these titles, which is, I gotta remedy that and see which ones I have missed. So to celebrate the 400 titles, they are releasing Rainbow Islands for PS4 and Nintendo Switch. And I think I thought at one point I read that it might be, it doesn't look like it is though. I thought it might be free, but I don't think that is the case. Here's Rainbow Islands. I don't know anything about it, but it was released in 1987 by Taito, a sequel to Bubble Bobble, in which Bubby and Bobby, having returned to their human form, travel the Rainbow Islands using their rainbow magic to rescue the villagers from the clutches of the boss of Shadow. Rainbows can be used in various ways, like attacking enemies or as platforms to jump on. The game includes the updated Rainbow Islands extra featuring altered difficulties, etc. I'm gonna play the video real quick. I just want to see just a little idea of what this game actually plays like. And it's so interesting that it's actually a sequel to Bubble Bobble. I didn't even know something like this existed. If the video is gonna play, okay, it looks like it is. So let's see here. Moving right along. We'll speed it up a bit. Okay, interesting. Looks like it was probably, it's Arcade Archives, so I'm sure that's what it is. Not a game I'd ever even heard of. And just looks like rudimentary platforming, collecting some things. And what's funny is it kind of reminds me of games like older, shareware games that I would see on PC, but it is out on Switch and PS4. If this is something that you've got a little nostalgia pull for, don't miss it. Lastly, we're heading over to My Nintendo News, and looks like I'm going to dive into this a little bit because There's something going on their site. I've clicked that article twice and it doesn't want to show it to me. There's some kind of error happening. So, I think the article reads Indonesia unveils new rules for Nintendo, Moonton, and Valve, but every time I click it, it errors out. So we won't be able to jump into that one, but this is an important one. But it's not working either. But I bet I can find this article on Nintendo Life. So give me one second to pull it up. Nintendo announced today that the Nintendo World, Super Nintendo World, will be opening in Florida 25. So if you've held out and you're waiting for it to open in Florida, you are going to have a chance in 2025. Now, personally, I'm really hoping I can make my way to Japan before seeing this one in Florida as well. So I clicked the video here. I just want to kind of take a quick peek and see some of the stuff that they might be showing off. It looks massive, or it looks like, okay, I see. It's not as big as I thought. I was like, that is a huge park, but it's just a part of the park. So, it still looks like it's pretty decent in size though. The video is not showing too much. It's got somebody talking. So I'm going to skip and just read what the article says here. So it says Nintendo and Universal have given us a look at the brand new Super Nintendo World, which is coming to Universal Orlando Resort in Florida in 2025. The new world will be opening as part of Universal's brand new theme park, Universal Epic Universe, which is due to open in 2025. The new park will feature five worlds, all focused around different Universal brands, with Super Nintendo World being one of those worlds. It looks absolutely lovely too, and we've got our first few images below from the official Nintendo Twitter. This looks so so the way it's set up is you're walking into different worlds, like How to Train a Dragon, and I don't know what all the other ones are, but this looks like they're literally calling it the Universal Epic Universe, and epic is the best way to describe this. It really, really looks cool, and I'm kind of excited to jump in and check this out, because not only is the Nintendo stuff going to be cool, but I have a feeling seeing, you know, things like How to Train a Dragon and I'm assuming maybe some minions or something along those lines may also make their way to the park. So just really cool stuff happening there. And before we go, I want to let you guys know that Magic Mine reached out to me. Okay. And they said, hey, we're doing an end of January sale, and you can save up to 75%. Now, Magic Mind was a sponsor sometime last year. They sent me a case of their product. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, I like hitting the afternoon, like the little bit of afternoon slump, I would take one of their shots. I enjoyed the flavor. It was low calorie, and it was just such a nice pick-me-up. So if you want to save up to 75%, like if you were on the fence, maybe you're looking for another way to get that little energy boost, go and check out Magic Mind. Now, where you're going to go is you're going to go to magicmind.com/JAN Nintendo Power. Okay. January, Jan, Nintendo Power. And then they gave me a different code this time, so it's a little bit tricky. It's not just N64 Josh like it was. It's Nintendo PD20. Okay, so Nintendo PD20. MagicMind.com, Jan Nintendo Power is the link. And then if you use Nintendo PD20 as the code, you'll save an additional 20%, which will put you all the way up to 75% off. So go and check it out. I do highly recommend these things. I don't recommend stuff that I don't use myself. Go and check out Magic Mind, save that 75%. And if you pick some up, let me know what you think. All right. That's going to do it for this episode of the Nintendo Powercast. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye now.